Hey, hello. You're stuck in traffic with Wolf Gorla, a couple minute riff on IT and IT security. Today, looking at procurement. Got a couple minutes, gonna do a quick video, hit a button, bam, it's on the cloud, right? None of my IT? Used to run my own IT in my own home? No more? No? It's all someone else's problem. But that, of course, means that there's still this risk, right? Someone's hacked my site or whatever. There would still be that associated risk that I have. In addition, when we look at a lot of organizations that have adopted SaaS, they're now using SaaS for so many different critical business processes. And the whole thing about adopting them anyways, this is quick. You run your credit card, boom, you're in. So today I want to talk a little bit about procurement and vendor risk management in the day of SaaS, and look how SaaS can actually help against SaaS. And I need to tell you that I really like saying the word SaaS. I think I may keep saying that. So a tip for you, look at ways to improve your vendor risk management process if procurement is key to you. And procurement should be key to you, because if you've got a key business, right, function, and it has six different processes, and these processes rely on a mixture of in-house and cloud services, you, my friend, are in the norm. Almost every single organization I talk to, that's what they're doing. I got local file share, I got this application, and I've got Cloud App 1, Cloud App 2, Cloud App 3 that plugs in and shares all the data, and then that goes off to this invoicing app and talks to my HR app, both of which are cloud apps. And if you don't have good control around those cloud apps, you are, of course, at risk, and you don't even necessarily know what risk level you're adapting or taking. So why don't organizations go through a procurement process? Well, because that's the whole value of SaaS. I run my card, I'm done. And you talk to people, and like, well, why didn't you talk to the security guy before you bought that? And he's like, security guy asked me a whole bunch of questions I don't know. There's something about an SSL, TLS, something or another at rest, and there's spreadsheets, and then it ends up taking 6 months, and blah, 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 blah. Vendor risk management done manually, great start. I'm a big proponent of starting somewhere, right? Security with spreadsheet is always where you begin, but it's slow. It's very slow. Our customers know that, and that ends up being an issue. We need to speed that up and make it even instantaneous if possible. And that's where you end up looking at sites and services, other SaaS offerings, that actually do third-party risk. Here's what happens. They send out the questionnaire, and if you want to buy an app, you're like, I want to buy Cloud App 1. You don't need to send another questionnaire to Vendor 1. This third-party risk, a bunch of other people already bought that. We have their risk rankings. Here you go, right? Why audit Salesforce? Everyone else has audited Salesforce. They're answering the questions the same way. You use these third-party apps for risk management. Third-party trust is one that I was looking at just yesterday. I'm not advocating for it. I just know it exists, and I was looking at it yesterday. Use these services, and they do a lot of the grunt work for you. It speeds things up, and then gives you nice graphs and risk ratings that you know where your risks are, and you can make good decisions. So if you're thinking about procurement, good. If you're doing procurement, great. If you're doing procurement but people are still avoiding you, look at these offerings where you can speed up your process, save some time, and let people get back to work. They'll still probably do what they want to do anyways, but that's one less friction point, right? All right, what do you use for third-party risk? Know any good sites? Know any good tools? Hit me up in comments, social media. Have a good one.